This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Chris Doering, college football analyst for ESPN and SEC Network, will join us coming up at 7:20.
Mm-hmm.
Time now for the Junks sports page.
All right, so we kind of recapped it last segment. Chiefs beat the Saints 26-13 to improve to 5-0, 3-0 at home. New Orleans falls to 2-3. Derek Carr did get injured in the fourth quarter, had to leave the game. Jake Haener came out and replaced him. He was 2-7 in just a few series. Maybe it was just one series. But Derek Carr has an oblique issue. He was asked after the game how he feels. He said, not good.
Hmm.
But the Chiefs win at 26-13. Mahomes did not throw a touchdown, but it was kind of the Chiefs of the past that got this done. Kareem Hunt, who they just signed off the street last week, 27 carries for a buck 02 and a touchdown. And then Juju Smith-Schuster, 7 catches on 8 targets for 130,
mm-hmm.
did not score. Mahomes did not throw a touchdown, but they ran for 139 yards. He threw for 331, was only sacked twice, but they beat the Saints 26-13.
Yeah. I know you care deeply about Chase Young and his exploits since he has left Washington.
You know, I got up for a second and turned around. I think he had a sack.
He did have a sack.
He did have a sack.
I literally was watching, and I turned around, and he had a sack.
He had a sack and 2 quarterback hits.
Yeah. He looked like he was out there a lot.
Yeah.
Jason, I think I've stumbled onto a formula, and I know you and Valdez will hate it, gambling-wise.
You have a new method?
I have a new method.
Okay.
But I'm like 4-0 on this method through the first 4 or 5 weeks.
All right.
I'm just, so you know I like teasers, right? I don't have the balls for a lot of these straight-up games.
The
right?
books also like teasers. They're big fans.
Understood.
And parlays.
Right. Well, they really make a lot of money off parlays. So it's a traditional 2-game teaser. You know, you take like 6 points, right? Uh-huh. You manipulate it either way. I'm taking it like 2 gamers for like 9 points, which is obviously dropping my payment, you know, my
drops
payoff
the odds,
down.
Right.
Okay.
But I'm just like last night, I took it, 2 gamer for 9.
Mm-hmm.
And it hit. I took New Orleans, you know, plus 14, I think, because
okay.
it was 5, added 9, plus 14, dropped the total down to like 34. Yeah, just squeaked it. But, and I did the same thing with the Ravens. I squeaked that one.
Mm-hmm.
That one I might have done a 3-gamer and added like 11 or 12 points.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just adding extra points, taking my payment down, you know, my payoff down, obviously. It's
How many have you hit in a row?
About four.
Four consecutive?
Yes.
How much money have you made off these teasers?
I'm just betting like 15, 20 bucks a pop. And so like if I bet 20, we win 10.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, nothing.
You're nickel and diming them.
Yeah, I'm just having fun with my little account.
I hope the FanDuel people are listening to this, but my FanDuel account's down to $46.
Oh, I don't think they trouble. Care about your FanDuel account.
I don't think they do. Because I put $240 on a five-game moneyline parlay on Saturday in college.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I had Clemson, Ohio State, Penn State, Georgia, and?
Bama.
Bama.
Oh, yes. Tragic.
$240 would have paid me, I think would have paid me about $120.
Mm-hmm. Massive money line favorites.
Yeah,
but I've done that bit a bunch of times.
Just my luck. Just like last night, I needed Olave to have 9 points. I get three. Yeah. Just my luck that Bama loses for the first time in decades to Vanderbilt. And so I dropped that, so my total is down to 46 bucks.
I did find it funny how Vandy was trolling Bama, too, after the win. Did you see what they put on the Jumbotron about Nick Saban?
Nick Saban,
I think he was talking with Pat McAfee about...
He says not like, a tough place to play.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? It's basically impossible to win everywhere in the SEC. It's tough to win, except at Vanderbilt.
Right.
Because... You just have more of your fans there than they do. And he's like, no disrespect, but that's just the way
it is. I saw it firsthand.
Yeah.
In Nashville when I was there for the Virginia Tech game. Virginia Tech Hokies were probably 75% of First Bank Stadium.
I listened to a little bit of the Hokies game against Stanford over the weekend and listening to Bill Roth. And
you wouldn't have believed it.
He said there was massive Hokie fan invasion there, too.
I know. They just traveled.
Out on the West Coast.
But you wouldn't have believed it. I don't know what the name of their stadium is in Stanford, but there was nobody in the stadium.
It's just a ghost town.
For kickoff.
Yeah.
I mean, there was nobody there.
Right.
I don't know what percentage of the crowd was Hokie fans. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was 50%. But literally, there was nobody in the stands. They just don't care out there.
I guess they don't. They care about, like, tech incubators. They don't care about football.
Well,
they care about Silicon Valley.
That's what they care about. But it was crazy because after Vandy upset Bama, I mean, obviously the fans that were there stormed the field.
Yeah.
Took the goalpost down.
Mm-hmm. It's called Stanford Stadium, by the way.
Stanford Stadium.
Original name.
And they took the goalpost, and they were walking down Broadway with the goalpost.
Then it wound up in the river.
They threw it in the Cumberland River. I couldn't believe it. I mean, they took that. I mean, look, the stadium, it's a few blocks away.
Right.
All right? It's not like it's right next. Broadway's not right next to their stadium. Yeah. They had to walk a ways with that, with that goalpost.
Didn't they ultimately walk 3 miles?
I don't know how long it was.
The goalpost?
I think it sounds right.
Yeah.
Because my hotel, when I was there, my hotel was pretty close to Broadway, and it was a walk. It was a pretty hefty walk to the stadium. And I couldn't imagine carrying a freaking goalpost all the way to Broadway.
Every one of those.
I know. They were all
hammered. They all had 10 beers plus. Like, they're fine to carry it all over the streets of Nashville.
All right. So as I mentioned last night, Derek Carr did get hurt. He's got an oblique issue. And he was asked after the game how he's feeling. He says not good. So they're going to do an MRI, I'm guessing, today. Mm. He left the game with 9.5 minutes left. So I mentioned, Jay Kaner came in to replace him.
Kind of disappointed that Spencer Rattler wasn't the backup, the direct backup. I guess he's the third stringer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody wants to see no disrespect to him, but nobody wants to see Jay Kaner play football.
Well, it doesn't matter if you put Hainer in there or you put Spencer Rattler in there.
I guess that's true.
It's not going to end up well.
To use the term the kids use, the Saints, everything about them, Derek Carr, Dennis Allen, they seem so mid.
And you know what else they are? On the Commanders' schedule, which is great. If they play like this, it's fantastic.
All right, so we were talking about Devontae Adams. Raiders coach Antonio Pierce talked about his quarterback situation. He says he's still evaluating after benching Minshew in favor of Aiden O'Connell in the third quarter.
Well, he can evaluate all he wants. He's stuck with a really bad quarterback room.
He is.
That's the problem.
He also said the Devontae Adams situation remains status quo. Asked when he thought things went sideways with the all-pro receiver who requested a trade, and Pierce really didn't talk about it. He goes, I don't know. I think you've got to ask Devontae. And Devontae's pretty much saying the same thing. He says, I'm just showing up for work, and whatever happens, happens.
Yep.
But he doesn't want to be there. So, like JP said, they're probably going to trade him in the next couple days. Certainly looks like he's going to be traded this week. We'll see to who.
Well, you've seen that video, right, where he's like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Effing getting killed.
Yes.
Never been hit this many times in my life.
Hey, he signed a long contract there.
Yep.
All right. Off the field, Patriot safety Jabril Peppers. He was arrested on Saturday, late Friday night, early Saturday morning, on assault and drug possession charges. Yeah, following an incident in Braintree, Mass. And police say there was an altercation between two people at a home that led to Peppers' arrest. The 29-year-old was arraigned on Monday in court. He's expected to be charged with assault and battery. And it did involve a 29-year-old woman.
It's terrible. And I was just reading a little bit about it. Like, he's had a terrible, like, tough life, right? And then his brother killed or something. And
yeah, I read that.
He's had a lot of tragedy in his life. Bad situation.
He came over to the Patriots in 2022 and signed a 3-year, $30 million deal in July of that year. And he was also named team captain.
What drugs were involved? They found drugs with him, right?
I don't know if it said which drugs it was.
Was it cocaine?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, okay.
Did you read that?
I don't know.
I didn't read coke in the story.
Police report said that officers confiscated a, quote, clear bag containing white powder, which later tested positive for cocaine.
I thought it was. Yeah, I thought maybe. I didn't dream that up.
So it doesn't look good for him. Baseball yesterday. All right, so you've got the divisional series going on. Tigers beat the Cleveland Guardians in Cleveland in game two, so that's 1-1. Scooble was just awesome. 7 innings, 3 hits, no runs, no walks, struck out 8. Kerry Carpenter hit a bomb in the 9th, a 3-run jack off of Cleveland's best closer. So they win that game 3-0. They had 9 hits. Cleveland only had 3. So they'll head back to Detroit for game 3. And then late night, the Royals win in Yankee Stadium 4-2. They scored 4 in the 4th inning off of starter Carlos Rodon. Sal Perez hit a bomb, and then they had 3 singles to drive in runs, so they win that game 4-2. So they head to Kansas City for game 3. That's also tied. Today, you've got Phillies-Mets in New York game 3, starting at 5:08 first pitch on FS1. That's going to be Nola against Manaea. And then the Dodgers in game 3 in San Diego, 9:08, also on FS1. That's going to be Walker Buehler against Michael King.
I saw a video.
So you've got a lot of, all 4 series are all tied at 1.
I saw a video of, I guess, the Perez home run in the Kansas City Royals game, and George Brett was there going nuts. He looked good. Brett, you know how old George Brett is?
65.
71.
Is he really?
Wow. But he looked good.
70's the new 60. Let's hope.
Let's hope that's the case.
Right.
Did you see Buehler got robbed over the weekend of a $100,000 watch at like a park?
That's what I told you. I had to be careful when I'm walking around with that ring.
Santa Anita Park in Arcadia, wherever Arcadia is. I guess a mob surrounded him, unbuttoned his shirt, grabbed the watch off him, ran away.
Wow.
$100,000 watch.
Yeah.
Went, boy, boy.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, all you do is look down at your phone. You got the time.
I mean, even if I had $1 trillion.
It's not for the time.
If I had $1 trillion in the bank, trillion, I wouldn't spend $100K on a watch.
No.
It's just.
You don't think you'd be
frivolous.
Into it? Yeah,
no.
But if you had $1 trillion, you would be into a lot of frivolous things, I think.
I might, but I don't think.
Watches
a watch
is not
would
one of
be one of them. A watch that does nothing for
I
me.
I saw Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tech. He was bragging that when he went to the white party. Right, Michael Rubin's white party.
Okay, the guy who owns Fanatics, basically owns the world.
He picked out his watch. He's a very much, a snobby watch guy.
Sure.
And he picked out, he said, I'm going to have the best watch here. And that's what everybody there, they're flexing their jewelry and their watches. And he said, I was killing everyone. No one had a watch like this.
Right.
And then he said, Brady, I'm killing you. And then Brady showed him his watch. And his was like some custom-made thing with like Super Bowl trophies all in it.
Then he had to genuflect Tom Brady at that point.
Brady just crushed me. Right. But he's the only one.
Yeah.
I'm not into watches that much either. I just like, a nice watch.
Yeah.
But I don't need a expensive one.
I mean, I feel bad. He's just hanging out with his wife in the park. And a mob surrounds him and takes his property.
Well, you can't wear stuff like that.
I guess.
That's the other downside. Where are you going to wear it?
I don't know. He probably goes to that park all the time, and it's just bad timing. Yeah. But you're right. You shouldn't. You'll probably never go to that park again.
I'm telling you, when I wear that ring, I'm constantly putting it in my pocket.
Yep.
Because I don't want to be a target.
I hear you.
I might lop my finger off.
He's lucky he's alive.
Have another malady to deal with.
Yeah, but have another
missing
one.
Finger, cracked teeth.
Yeah.
Just mess.
Dude, I have so many teeth that are cracked.
Do you still have that gap? You still have that missing tooth?
It's not missing. It chipped the what was left of the nub chipped off.
I so noticed it yesterday.
Yeah, it's not.
Hasn't been addressed.
Hasn't been addressed because I have to go. It just requires going. Such a pain in the ass.
I got an in-house dentist.
If you had $1 trillion, you'd have an in-house dentist.
I mean, I know you like that dentist, but just get a dentist in Kensington.
I mean, my wife has one that she likes. He's just a good guy. I don't know. I enjoy going out there and seeing him, but it's just a pain in the ass.
If he switches dentists, do you need like an 18-wheeler to bring all of your files and x-rays?
I don't know. I would think the cloud can handle that cake, but
paperwork.
Maybe not. Maybe I'd need a wheelbarrow.
All they got to do is look. They don't need files. Yeah. Look at that banged up mouth.
No, it's just that my teeth are just so far gone. They just chip away.
There's my 50 x-rays.
No, I don't really do that many x-rays. You don't really need them. You just look.
Right.
You don't really need them.
Eyeball test.
It's like, yeah, I don't need exposure to the radiation. You're good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a mess.
Like,
man.
A superhero with all that radiation.
Probably think you're British. Until you talk.
Joning's been ratcheting up.
Can you imagine like a Geiger counter around Eric and how that thing would just go
just
off?
Spiking.
Believe it or not, right. I haven't had that many x-rays. I had one for root canals.
Right.
You should just wear that lead vest 24/7.
Everywhere I go. Yeah.
How many?
You won't wear it to Norbeck.
How many
today?
Root canals have you had?
Countless.
I don't know, but I was just reading about how people are now blaming all their cancers on all their root canals.
Oh, so now you're paranoid.
5 or 6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Had a month.
It seems like a lot.
I've never had one.
No.
My wife has had one.
You got good teeth.
I don't know. I haven't been to the dentist in years.
They're not chipping. They're not chipping when you eat hard candy.
No.
You can't tell if that's the mint or if that's your tooth.
You don't know if that's a spray or your tooth.
I'm telling you, it's bad news.
And Halloween's right around the corner. Yeah, yeah. Oh.
What a great holiday for you.
Terrible. terrible.
All right, we have to take a break.
My toenail's killing me, too. I cut that.
Well, why did you have to announce that, by the way?
Because I'm just pre-warning you that I am going to be cutting my toenail.
Right, can you go into the bathroom?
Yeah, he's going to do it out of the studio.
I'm going to do it right there in the hallway.
All right, don't forget, Chris Dorey's going to join us.
No one's leaving the studio, then.
Coming up at 7:20, we'll talk college football with him. And Jonathan Allen from the Commanders joins us at 9 o'clock here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.